Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? TGIF, the weekend almost here. I'm Will Selba, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Now, the first Sunday of December, football has plenty of good games to choose from, and one that has piqued really my interest is a battle of 8-3 teams. The Browns at Titans, featuring a battle between elite running backs, Cleveland's Nick Chubb and Tennessee's Derrick Henry. Now, I have a trivia challenge for you. This matchup has two of the three players averaging 100-plus rushing yards per game this season. Give me a couple of minutes to think who's the third player, because Chubb averages 102 yards a game and Henry gets 114 yards per contest. King Henry says Cleveland's ninth-ranked run defense poses a challenge.
I don't really know, as far as their defense. I just know they have great defense. Guys play very well, extinct up, get to the ball, try to eat the ball out. Guys have been playing, placing those guys and doing a great job as well. So I think we just have to execute our plan that, we're working this week and they're trying to win the game on Sunday.
Well, Steelers linebacker Bud Dupree has a torn ACL and will miss the rest of the season. Dupree was injured in Pittsburgh's win against the Ravens Wednesday. He had 8 sacks this season. And here's a brutally honest Mike Tomlin on the impact of losing Dupree.
I'm sure there, there's problems when a guy like Bud goes down, a guy that everybody has a great deal of love and respect for, the man, the player. But we were sticking it up well before he went down, to be honest with you.
But because of COVID restrictions in Santa Clara County, the Niners are playing their next two home games in Arizona. The team held its first practice in Glendale yesterday, and head coach Kyle Shanahan telling his players to look out for each other and a mental health while being away from home for 2 weeks. The Niners are 1-5 in State Farm Stadium since 2014. Elsewhere, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell conditionally reinstated Seahawks receiver Josh Gordon on Thursday. The former pro will be eligible to return for the final two games of the 2020 season. The Seahawks re-signing Gordon to a one-year deal in September, hoping the veteran could boost their wideout core. Russell Wilson tells us what this means for an already dynamic wide receiver group.
The great thing is we're a great football team. We're 8-3. We got some great receivers, and obviously DK and Tyler and Swain's been in there, and Demo made his great catch last week. So to add another great receiver like those guys. Penny's been making plays down the field, in so many different ways. He got in the game a bunch last week, and so you always want to continue to build your football team. That's the reality of just professional sports. But so I think he'll make some key plays for us, and we'll see how he does.
And hopefully he does well. Now, taking a look at injuries from around the league, Atlanta's Julio Jones didn't practice yesterday due to a hamstring injury, while the Dolphins' Tua Tagovailoa was limited. Miami saying their QB will be a game-time decision Sunday. And now for the answer to the trivia question from earlier. All right, you think you know who it is? The third back averaging at least 100 yards per game is Minnesota's Dalvin Cook. And he was limited for the second straight day because of an ankle. And Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, with more than 206,000 votes, leads all players in balloting for the 2021 Pro Bowl presented by Verizon. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, with more than 203,000 votes, ranks second overall. Fan voting will be continuing online and on web-enabled mobile phones at NFL.com/Pro Bowl vote until December 17th. And for a complete preview of every NFL game on the slate this week, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. Oh, and remember, make sure to catch Good Morning Football as we're joined by Giants wide receiver Golden Tate. Now, the gang will ask him about his relationship with head coach Joe Judge after their public run-in they had earlier this year. And, of course, the special meeting behind his Mike Haas Mike cleats he'll be wearing this weekend. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Well, that's it from here. I'm Will Selba, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.